No, I like this music, but I just don't know, like, I'm not that into it where I know, like, the DJs and... Take a
step in my direction. I like it. It's like dancing.
Yeah.
I was just listening to some house music on my drive here, so...
Do you do drugs to house music? Is that where...
I mean, I have.
Yeah.
It is a popular...
Like, would this would sound good on a Molly, huh? Like, this
I feel like it would, yeah.
Do you think they make this for people that are, like, rolling or, like...
I mean, not specifically. I also like to run to this music.
Yeah?
So, it just, like, pumps you up, whether yeah. you're on drugs or not.
It feels like the opening credits to, like, a show, like a...
I think you could do Molly to any type of music.
Yeah? I don't think you could really do it to, like, hardcore hip-hop.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Let's put that... How do you turn it down? You think you could pop a Molly to Wu-Tang and be like, feel the same as you would
I think
at a house?
I took a Molly at summertime in the LBC with like 50 Cent. And I think Wu-Tang was there.
Wait, so how did that pan out? Was it the same vibe?
Well, you know what happened? I got really drunk and it was
you just didn't really remember shit.
Yeah. But I like house music a lot. Yeah. I like rap, though, too. I like pop. I like folk.
Folk?
I like R&B.
How old are you and what's your generation? Because there's, like, you know, like, I'm almost 40, so then my discography mm-hmm. It ranges from, like, 80s to 90s. There's, like, certain, but I know, like, how old are you, like?
26.
26, okay.
Yeah.
So I feel like I missed that. There's a certain, like, from 2005 to maybe 2015, I don't know what happened.
Oh, okay. Like the EDM.
Yeah, I don't know.
Electric dance music.
Nothing about EDM.
I think
and
the rave scene started picking up in the
90s. I date girls that are really into it.
Really?
And, like, they listen to EDM the way I listen to podcasts.
Oh, okay.
Like, they could just have it in all day. And I'm like,
yeah.
Like, you just go 4 hours just listening to the beat. Like,
yeah.
You don't need them. They're like, no, it's all energy. This is where the beat drops. And
the beat drops.
I guess I just don't understand it as much, you know?
Yeah. I started going to raves when I was, like, I guess in high school was my first rave.
Yeah.
And I went to Beyond Wonderland.
Okay.
And
so were you, like, a raver? Did you rave a lot?
I didn't rave a ton, but I was down.
It's fun.
I wasn't like a raver girl, but I did rave.
Do you wear candy bracelets?
I a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I did.
Do you know how to make them?
No, I don't.
No.
Yeah.
How about the Mickey Mouse gloves? Are they in the room somewhere?
No,
no.
I don't have the.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm not really into the candy. That's what they call it.
Okay. Yeah, I used to go, I dated this girl in like the 90s, and they used to call her the Tiger Bomb Girl.
Why?
She'd go and, like, give people Tiger Bomb.
Is that?
And she was so,
a
like.
A type of ecstasy?
No.
Tiger
like,
Bomb is.
Like, people would roll, and she'd put Tiger Bomb on their, like, note. Like,
oh, there's all these weird tricks that people do.
Yeah, she was really, like, and she would, she's really into, like, the happy hardcore stuff.
Mm.
So
yeah.
It would be like the Titanic song, like "My heart will go
on."
And then the synchronizing thing comes in.
Oh, it's crazy.
Braveheart. That
yeah.
like Braveheart was a popular one because it like lies to you at the beginning. It's like, and my heart will go
you.
On.
You have trust issues with
EDM. And then the beat drops, and then it's like, oh, whoa, this is it, Celine Dion. This is like a crazy version.
Yeah, I like more like house, but there's so many different types of electric dance music that I don't even know all the types. Like, there's drum and bass, there's house, there's
trance.
I don't think I really
what
like
the hell
trance.
Steve Aoki is he?
I think he's.
Is
I
he
don't
house?
Know. I don't know.
I never knew what he was.
I think he's, I don't know, mainstream.
Mainstream EDM?
EDM? I think so. I don't
know. Do you
really
know who Yultron is? I grew up with a guy named Yultron.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, so I'm around, I know around it, but it's,
All the festivals are fun, though.
Yeah, festivals are fun. Did you go to Electric Daisy Carnival?
No, I never went to that.
No.
I've been to some of the more campy festivals, like Symbiosis, Lightning in a Bottle, Desert Hearts. Those are all.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But I want to go to like Burning Man. I've never been there.
You've never been to Burning
Man. I think I would die because after these 3-day festivals, I like get really sick.
You get pretty sick. You get fucked.
Yeah. I actually went, I worked one of the stages at Lightning in a Bottle this weekend, or not this weekend, this year. And on the drive back, I went by myself and I was throwing up into a cup as I was driving. And I was driving past LA.
Now, why are we sick, though? Is it from all the eating and the drinking?
It's like you don't really eat properly. Mm-hmm. You don't sleep a lot. You probably do some drugs. You've been drinking all weekend. You've probably been smoking more than you normally would. It's just like everything.
It's so bad.
I was vomiting so much, and I couldn't stop vomiting. I was driving, and I was in LA, and I finally was like, you know what? I live in Long Beach. I'm only an hour away from where I live, but I physically don't think I can drive any further, and I got a hotel. Because that's how bad it was.
That's smart, though, that you do that.
Well, I was going to get into an accident.
For sure you will. Because a lot of people don't have that inclination to...
Honestly, I should have gotten a hotel earlier.
Like, I've done that.
I even made it to LA was
pretty insane.
Yeah. I was legit, like, there was a cup full of...
My thing is, when I used to drop, I would always... I'm a grinder. And then I would end up sucking out the roof of my mouth where it just blistered up.
Yeah, jaw hurts.
I had really bad withdrawals.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know how the E is now, but I took E's in the 90s where it was like double stacked Mitsubishi.
Yeah, I've done green it before, triangle. But not in a long time. You just don't know what's in it, I feel like. I've had some really bad
experiences.
Yeah, just like getting sick and not being able to sleep and just stuff like that. But I mean, it's fun also sometimes.
How did you get into comedy? Was that all?
I always liked acting and stuff. And then I went to college and I kind of stopped doing any performance.
So you're like a play person?
Yeah, I used to do theater and plays and I was in like improv and stuff. And then I kind of just stopped it because I was like, oh, it's like stupid or something.
Yeah.
And then after I graduated high school, I was like, oh God, like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. And I'm more like working at this job, but I feel like I don't really have any like hobbies. And then I kind of started taking acting classes. And then from there, just started going to open mics. And then.
So how did the acting go to the open mic? Was it like people told you in class?
Well, I actually took a comedy class.
I did too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's how I got started. I think me and you did the same thing. Like, I took, God, I sound so fucking cliche right now. Like, it was an actor and took improv. I did. So what happened was I kind of went the straight and narrow route where I was like, I had this good job and, like, I made money, but it was just soulless and I hated my life.
Yeah,
and
then exactly.
I lost a girl. I lost a car. You know what I mean? I had one of those bad runs. And then I had to start over. Mm-hmm. And so I decided I'm going to go back to school. But I just hate school. So I was like, what can I do?
Yeah.
It's like acting's chill, you know? Let me take acting. Let me take.
Where did you go to school?
Is this distracting here?
No.
Okay. No, I went to community college.
Oh, okay.
And another thing is my sister was really heavy in a theater.
Oh, okay. Like, I thought you were going to say your sister was really heavy.
No. She was really like, she'd always invite the family out to play. She was really into that whole thing. And then I was like, whatever, I'm going to give it a shot. I hated acting.
Really?
I took this thing called summer sitcom.
Oh.
Where you have to act out a sitcom, one of your favorites. So we did Cheers.
Okay.
I played the Fonz. It was like a Chinese Fonz. It was weird. But I just remember, like, the director would lose his mind, like, over every, you're not reading the lines right. And, like.
He sounds like a bad director.
But I was just, like, one day I got mad. I was, like, this is not NBC, dude. This is just.
For fun. We're learning.
Calm down, man. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to be fucking, you know, David, what's his name?
David.
Boranes or whatever. Whatever the guy's name is on Friends, you know? I'm just, like. I'm just taking this to make some credits up.
Yeah.
But it was just, so then I took improv. That was fun, but I just wasn't good. I didn't
have. You know what? I have too much, like, I hold myself back in improv.
And I'm too aware of what I'm doing.
Yeah, you need to just have no inhibition.
You can't, like, think.
Yeah.
So you took improv.
I overthink it, I think.
I overthink a lot.
And then I'm like, oh, like I get all hesitant.
Did you get a lot of laughs?
I wasn't bad if I committed, and you know what I mean?
Like you had your days, right? Like, oh, yeah, I killed it.
I had some days, and it feels good when you're improvising.
It feels good when you do good and you get laughs.
But it feels so awful when you...
Oh, God. I never wanted to get picked. I was always really shy in that class.
Also, you're having to rely on people. That's something I like about stand-up is like kind of just being on your own.
And it's you.
Yeah.
It's you. Like, that's it all ended up leading to stand-up. I take a class and then on graduation day, you had a graduation day too, right?
Like, no, did you have to perform? Was taking classes like at an acting studio. I didn't like go to get a degree or anything.
Yeah. mine was offered at the college.
Okay. Yeah.
And so for your final, you had to go to Ice House.
That's cool.
So it's just for friends and family. And check this out. The Booker was there that night.
Oh, nice.
He saw my set and put me in the main room.
What?
The day I graduated.
Really?
And it went on Comedy Time and got like fucking mad hits. So
oh, nice.
That was the reason I got drawn
How
in.
How long ago was that?
This was 9 years ago.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So imagine you take a class, you do the thing, and then you're on the internet and you have like 70,000 hits
on
a
stand. And then you're like, hey.
Yeah. And then at that point, yeah. And I realized at some point that this is something I have to do because I wasn't trying to do like what the other people in the class was doing, mm-hmm. which was like, come up with your new setup and punchline. Like I would go in and talk about what happened that day, talked about the fight with my parents.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a lot of times the coach would pull me aside and be like, if you're serious about this, I think you could really do stand up. And I didn't believe that you could really do it. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't know there was places to make money or perform. I was like, who does this?
Yeah. It's kind of funny because I never even like thought about open mics. Like, it's like, I think I knew what they were, but I never thought, oh, why don't I go to an open mic? And then during the class, it was like, oh, yeah, like there's tons of open mics.
There's tons of open
everywhere. And I never knew about it. And now that I'm in it, I'm like, oh, my God, there's shows all the time.
And you produce a show?
I produce a show. But it's like, it's just crazy what you don't know is out there until you explore it. You know what I mean? Like,
there's so much.
There's like this whole world of
comedy
that I didn't know existed.
I didn't know either. Like, I remember like first getting into it. And then now I'm like 9 years in, you're like, you look back and you're just like, wow, there is so many avenues with comedy.
Yeah.
And
it's fun.
So how many years do you have in?
Almost two.
Two?
Yeah.
Like going every night out, like on and off.
I don't think I go every night. But I mean, at least a few times a week.
Sometimes, pretty active.
Sometimes every night, sometimes not. It just depends on the week. I mean, I work full time. Sometimes I get tired and I'm like, I need to stay.
You need
a
show. Watch You on Netflix.
I didn't love that show.
Did you watch it?
Did we talk about it?
We did talk about it.
Okay, I tried it.
And you couldn't get into
it? I don't know. Have you seen Dexter?
It's too wannabe Dexter, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never seen Dexter.
Dexter's so good. And I just think it reminded me of like Gossip Girl with like a serial killer thrown in there. You know what I mean? A little like he doesn't even murder them. He just like gives him a peanut allergy. And I felt like I don't know what happens. Does he murder the girl? Spoiler alert. The blonde one, Brooke or whatever her name is. Beck.
Yeah, he does, but they don't show it.
Okay.
It's just like she screams and then she's in a body bag, you know? Like, does Dexter show like the...
They show shit and it gets gruesome.
So it's basically a Twilight fucking Dexter.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like it's like a G-rated
Dexter.
It's kind of like
What? Yeah, there's no nudity.
There's not a lot of cussing.
Chris D'Elia was in that season.
He was?
Two. Yeah, he plays a fucking sex predator, like a child.
I can see that. No,
but he's a stand-up comic in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was
that makes
cool.
sense. I guess the new Curb episode came out.
Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Curb. Yeah, I love Curb, yeah.
Well, I haven't seen an episode of Curb.
Is that ever?
No.
What?
I know.
Love that show.
I've never seen Sopranos.
I've never
seen Curb.
I've never seen Sopranos.
Don't Kill Me, Game of Thrones.
I've never seen
The Marvelous Miss Maisie.
I tried that one. I don't.
I'm so tired of meeting people who don't do stand up that bring that show up. Like, I'm watching dude, it's 1921, dude. Like, it's.
I watched it. I didn't get. I think I watched like 7 episodes. I kind of do that with a lot of shows. I'll first get into it and then I'll be like, eh.
I feel like I just watch shows to keep my mind off like bad shit I'm going through. Like, you know, like it's a distraction for me.
I lose focus. And I try not to spend too much time watching TV.
So what are you doing off of TV? Are you
well,
writing?
Like, if I'm working till 5, I get home at 6, if I go on a run.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. So you're pretty active. You go running?
Yeah, I'll try to go running, or I'll go to an open mic, and then, you okay. know, if I get home at 11, I'll just...
You run?
I'll, like, look through Instagram, or, you know...
You just fucking zone out, huh? I think everyone just does the same, zone out and just sleep out by 11? Is that a good life?
I do. I try to go to bed.
Do you
bed
smoke
by
weed?
Midnight. Not really. I don't really smoke weed.
Oh, you should smoke some weed.
Well, I wake up for work at like.
You're probably the only person in Long Beach that doesn't smoke weed. It's such a. Like, you go in there and you smell the weed. Like, once I go on, like, there's like a lot of weed heads out there.
I have a lot of friends who do, and I have a lot of friends who don't.
Yeah.
I think, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I get paranoid.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you have, you're one of the those people get paranoid when mm-hmm. you smoke weed.
I start to, like, overthink and...
Yeah.
I used to smoke if I've had a few drinks. That helps me relax more.
Yeah.
But I don't drink every night either, so...
So you try to keep a good, healthy balance. Do you do you eat good?
Right now, yes.
How was the eating?
This was 2 months ago.
Did you have a meatball at the show we did on Friday?
I'm trying not to eat red meat or chicken.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about going vegan.
Yeah. That's my goal of this year.
To go vegan.
I would like to, yeah. But it's so hard.
I don't know. I think you look like you could go vegan.
My face.
You have a vegan face.
I'm not.
It's
I'm taking that
pure.
As a compliment.
No, it's good. Vegans are very, like, healthy.
There's so many reasons to do it.
There is a lot of reasons.
I think it's just hard to know that I should, and the fact that I keep not doing it just because it's easier not to.
Now, do you think people are going vegan because we're really just conscious about how bad it is, or it's kind of become, like, you know... Like, it's okay. It's like those dates where, like, you have to not look at the phone. But I don't know. It's weird with veganism because it's just, like, it reminds me, like, how the chef thing is. Like, everyone's a chef.
Well, animal cruelty is a big one.
It is pretty bad. And then all the shit it does to the environment.
And people just choose to not, like, realize it. People know. But they choose to just overlook it because it's, you know what I mean? I do too.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What did you eat today? Was there any meat involved?
No, I ate vegan today.
Did you? Nice. Mm-hmm. What did you have?
I had a piece of avocado toast.
Well, okay.
And then I had this like tofu noodle Asian food.
Oh, you had some some Thai.
It was like
food?
Chinese. I made it. It was the glass noodles or whatever, and then I put like bell pepper, tofu. Yeah, it was really good.
How'd you get that recipe? Did you date a Chinese guy or something before?
Well, yeah, that's how. No, I was trying to make spring rolls.
Okay.
But vegan ones with like crispy tofu.
That's so good.
It was gonna be too much work, and so I decided to just. Do more of like a random scramble dish.
So you just whipped up this vegan, what kind of broth?
I didn't use broth. I used like the sukiyaki sauce from Trader Joe's. That's good.
Sukiyaki is good.
Yeah. And then I made, earlier this week, I made this this Alfredo with cashews. You mix cashews and water and garlic and lemon. And I put it with spaghetti squash and broccoli.
Oh my god, that's
it was
so
really good.
No, that sounds good.
It was really.
Don't
good.
You feel like a good person eating like that? Like I.
Yeah, I feel so much better.
Like I have more respect for you when you said spaghetti squash.
Oh
like,
yeah, I love spaghetti squash. But, I mean, it's just it's. But then you go to a birthday party and they have a taco man and there's no options and then that's when it's hard. When I'm cooking for myself. It's hard when I go out. And there's no options, and I love food.
You just have to eat the tortilla.
That sounds awful. I need to get better at willpower and sticking to what I
Well, I have a friend. He's one of my best friends. He went full on vegan, and he's no turning the fuck back.
Yeah.
I mean, I go to his house for fucking Thanksgiving, and the, you know, they have the special order something around. It's like the big turkey, yeah. And then there's his little tofurkey thing.
See,
that's
hard, though. He has to really be dedicated on Thanksgiving.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think it's willpower. It's your belief, right? So if it contradicts what you truly believe in.
But I think everyone, most people truly don't believe in animal cruelty.
Most people don't see, I think it's out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
Like if we had to physically kill an animal and then serve it to you.
Yeah.
I don't even like I have friends who are Chinese and they like to roast a big pig.
Yeah.
And they post the pig on the fucking thing like Lord of the Flies.
And, yeah. And you know
and I'm
what?
Like, that looks terrible.
But you know what? If you're doing that. Then
like the Hawaiian pig's all burnt on the thing. And I'm like, that's so fucked.
Yeah.
I think I don't like seeing that image at all. It looks like. The face is all
burnt. But you know what? That's what's fucked up. It's like you can't even look at that image. Like, but yeah, you're eating probably bacon when you're
looking
at it.
Pig over a fire.
There's this girl.
And then they want to make fun of like North Koreans and Asian people for eating dogs. And it's like, okay, don't eat a fucking dog. That's fucked up. But really, is there a difference?
Pigs are smart and cute and nice and cuddly and emotional beings.
Aren't they smarter than fucking cats and dogs?
I don't know. Probably.
I think there is a study that the brain is bigger.
I think they are very smart. Like, I know they're one of the more intelligent animals. And they're actually clean.
Who tasted the pig first and was like, oh, this is good. Like, the pork and, like someone knew, like, what everything tasted like or something.
Yeah. I mean, no one.
They had to, like, kill different animals and fucking figure
that
out.
That was, like, back in the day.
But the crazy thing is most animals are vegan themselves. Like, fucking beastie ass animals. Like,
yeah.
Cows don't eat meat.
Right. Yeah.
Pigs don't eat meat. Don't they eat hay?
I don't know what they eat, but certain animals are carnivores. Like, I think coyotes and.
Are we supposed to be.
Jaguars and.
Are we carnivorous by, like, nature, human beings?
I think there's mixed studies.
I gotta give you this book. Okay. See that book right there?
Omnivores. I think.
Check that out. See that book right there? How Not to Die.
Mm-hmm.
I went vegan for a year.
Oh, okay.
And I fucking did it.
Oh, nice.
Why
did you go back?
I think my influences, I don't know. I don't know when I started to, it might have been a girl. Like I started maybe dating a girl that was into Korean barbecue and then like I just forgot. But I know.
I think you need your partner to also be on board with you in that way. Because it is hard if your partner is, like, not.
Yeah, because my partner was one of those, like, I used to be vegetarian, but then I got sick because I didn't get iron.
Well, that's because you weren't eating
and I'm
properly.
Like, bitch, you probably just eat macaroni. Like, that's not vegetarian. Like, you don't know how to eat vegan, right? You have to be smart about the shit.
Yeah.
Like, look at this. I have a brand new Ninja. Like, I've never even fucking opened that thing.
Really? Damn.
Like, I have every tool to be vegan, but yeah, I had a chicken bowl today.
Well, that's okay. I think society in 200 years, it'll be a lot more common.
I'll tell you this much. When you go vegan and everyone wants to know for a year, you shit great.
Really?
Like my shit now, it's rough.
Yeah.
Like I'm there, I'm making noises, I'm going through Instagram. But when I was eating, it's like a fucking, Niagara Falls.
Ew. Like, I don't know if that's good either.
Well, no.
The watery shit.
I think that's the way you're supposed to shit. Very effortlessly.
Yeah. I just
like, if you're really there, like, it's probably not supposed to be in your body. Like, you're shitting so, like furiously.
Yeah.
I don't know. So this book changed my life because he was a guy that worked for, he was a doctor that worked in a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And what he saw within the medical industry was that he was like, it's kind of like if you were to stub your toe and then you went into the hospital, I put a Band-Aid over it, but I wouldn't tell you like not to stub your toe.
Right.
They don't give you the reason to why. They just put a Band-Aid
on it.
Or
they don't give you like the preventative measures.
Exactly. So he was just like, we're just temporarily healing people, but why the, and then he's like, and then I would see the diet that they would put people on.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just did, you know, it's basically, it's called How Not to Die.
Mm-hmm.
and he tells you how to beat every disease. And literally goes into detail of what fucking vegetables does what.
Yeah.
And just tries to expose the medical industry, the meat industry.
Yeah.
Like, and how everything is so, like, synonymous. Like, it's just every documentary you see on Netflix.
I think some of them are dramatic. What was that one that came out?
Food Inc.?
No, it wasn't that one. Or it might have been.
Forks Over Knives.
I don't know. Anyways, one of them was, like, super dramatic. I mean, they're all a bit dramatic, but I think they are getting the point across. And they're, you know, there's people who can argue anything, but I think there's undoubted facts that, like, undoubtable. Is that a word?
It is now.
That, like.
Undoubtable. Is that a word, doubtable?
There are bodybuilders.
But is doubtable a word?
Doubtable. Though?
I like that word, though. Like, bro, that's doubtable, dude.
That's doubtable.
Doubtable, yeah.
Bring it to the skate crew.
I'll just bring it to the...
Have it catch on.
I'll steal it and take it to the stage. I'm like, okay. You know, bro, you're being hella doubtable. I'll be like, shout out Nancy Rapin.
Hey.
But...
Well, I just... Yeah. Anyways. We'll see. I always do this. This is my...
Like, you're going through a phase?
This is... I do it a lot, yeah.
Are you a crafty person since you do the spaghetti squash and the glass
noodles? I like
noodles.
To cook. I'm not that crafty, though.
Like, when you say you like to cook, was it like, were you, are you reading the culinary arts at any point?
No. No, I remember when I
Is mom and dad a chef or anything?
I'd say I'm just as good of a chef as they are. But I remember when I moved out of my parents' house my first year of college, I was, like, buying Lean Cuisines because I didn't know how to cook yet. I was 18.
Okay.
And then I was like, damn, eating frozen food sucks.
And it's so small.
And it's gross.
I never get full.
And, yeah, and it's, like, it's not that cheap at all.
It's pretty expensive.
So I was like, I have to learn how to cook. And then my roommate was pretty into cooking, and then we just kind of – started just, you know, making healthy meals. And
ironically, I'm the son of a serious chef. My dad had I'm from Colorado. My dad used to own tons of restaurants. I mean, literally, you know, I grew up around a kitchen, but I'm like you on the lean cuisine. Like, you know, like, I'll fuck up a microwave burrito. Like, it's too long. The beans get, like, burnt.
Yeah.
I'm basic
as fuck.
Sometimes
it's good when you're in a time pinch. I'll still eat frozen food sometimes, but it's definitely not my preferred. I can't believe there's people who eat that, like, every day.
Oh, those people, like, the job?
A lot of people do.
they eat, like, a cup of instant noodles every day.
I mean...
That shit's so bad. Anything artificial or frozen or fucking, you know, like...
Yeah.
Looks a little funky, like...
Yeah, I'm a bit bougie with what I like to eat. I love pokey. That's something I don't know if I could give up.
Are you a sushi head?
I fucking love sushi. I love pokey. That's something that I'm like, if I did go mostly.
What's,
like,
your favorite raw fish? Salmon? You're a salmon.
I do love salmon.
There she is.
I like tuna. Like albacore.
Have you had fatty tuna? Toro.
I have had it. Yes.
Okay. Have you ever ate, like, at a really crazy.
I've eaten at some fancier.
Sasabune.
Sushi. I don't know what that word is.
So there's sushi places that are, like, insanely, like, have you ever, omakase style?
I don't know.
So omakase style, in the traditional way of eating sushi, you don't have a choice.
Oh, okay.
Because it's such an art that, like, you putting your fish in soy sauce.
Oh, yeah. It's like Jiro Dreams of Sushi.
They're they're pissed.
See, I don't think I could ever go full vegan because I love sushi.
I love sushi.
They do make
too.
Vegan sushi, but I don't know. I do care less about fish.
Do you like vegan sushi? Vegan sushi is pretty
good. I do like vegan sushi. I've had it before.
There's a
but
really...
But there's something about, like... Raw salmon.
I love raw salmon. Yeah. The omega-3s.
It's so fucking good.
I fucking love... Why is salmon so good? It's just
I'm like,
raw.
I'm gonna go get salmon after this.
Hold on. Let me... So if you had, like, one last meal before you... If you were on death row and you're in the electric chair, would it be sushi? Would it be salmon?
It might be a poke bowl.
Poke bowl.
I fucking love...
From where? Is there a certain poke place?
I like them all. But there is this one I like in Long Beach. I like the
It's literally fucking so good over the salad.
Although, that's healthy.
Do you like
Maybe I would just go for, like, the fucking least healthy thing.
Like, what's your guilty shit? Like, what's your
macaroni and cheese?
Yes, me too.
Fried chicken.
Like soul food shit, right?
I'm contradicting myself, but if I'm about to die, what's the point?
Well, it wouldn't be sushi; it'd be fried chicken.
I'll have both.
Yeah,
I'll just eat. Do you ever eat till you're so full that you?
Yeah, I. That's every day.
I think I had to make myself throw up after Thanksgiving, not because of like bulimic reasons, just because
you just don't know how to stop.
I'm so uncomfortable that I feel like if this doesn't go away, I don't know what to do.
I'm the same way. Like, I don't know how to, like, okay, so my dad is, he's excessive, right? So he likes to bring me food, but like the entire wholesale thing from Costco. So it's like, maybe if I brought you one burger, he'll buy me like six burgers. Oh, I thought you were hungry. And so.
Yeah, my parents encourage seconds.
He gives me a lot of food. And then like he bought me these pork buns, these famous pork buns from Chinatown. And there's like, they're really big.
Yeah.
He got me eight. And I had just had like five tacos. I ate two more meat buns.
I know.
And I've been eating more meat buns. I woke up last night and ate two meat buns. Ugh. And I was like, fucking so full, like to the point where, why am I eating, dude?
Yeah. I just ate like some tacos, and then I remember I was at an open mic actually, but I was really craving ramen, but like I wasn't hungry at all. And I was talking to someone and I was like, I really am craving ramen, but I'm not hungry. And they were like, well, like I would just wait until I'm hungry. And I was like, well, that might not be till tomorrow. And I like need ramen right now. So I still ended up going to get ramen. And
so, like,
I was,
you like Japanese ramen, like the pork ramen?
I get veggie ramen.
Oh, that's so good. That's still fucking good.
I like it with an egg, though.
Oh, you gotta have an egg in the ramen.
See, that's something else that's hard to give up for me.
Damn.
This is the food episode.
I'm gonna tell you right now, yeah, fuck that. This is the Asian foodie epicenter of the fucking entire, I mean, literally in every direction you can get something along the lines of ramen. Sushi. There's this one place I go. It's my favorite sub street. It's a DIY shabu shabu. Do you like shabu shabu?
I don't know what that is, but I've heard it before.
So shabu shabu is interesting. It's like it's called hot pot. Asians love to do this thing where they just get this big ass pot that's boiling and they put the broth in there. Like it's one big ramen broth.
Yeah.
And then you go to this refrigerator full of vegetables or whatever the fuck you want.
Oh,
and you just go and throw it in the broth.
It's kind of like Genghis Khan almost.
Yeah, it's like Genghis Khan with a pot.
I fucking love Genghis Khan.
It's like, yeah, it's all that shit. It's like savage. It's barbarian. Like,
so good. I love noodles.
That's cool. I like that you like noodles because I was around it my whole life.
Yeah.
You know? That's good. What are you? Are you like...
I'm white.
Just white?
I'm just white.
I mean, what kind of white? There's like
I think I'm English. I'm American. I don't know.
Were you born in England or something?
No, but I guess my ancestors came from there.
Came from
I don't feel any attachment to any other country than America.
America. Like, I feel the same, and I'm Chinese, you know?
Yeah. But, like, if you grew up eating Chinese food, like, we didn't even grow up. I mean, I guess my grandmother was, like, half Italian.
Uh-huh.
I'm a little bit Italian, but not really. I went to Italy like over like last year. And
oh,
I,
how was that?
I was just like, I didn't feel like, oh, where I belong.
Yeah, know? This is me.
It was great. Not as big of a party scene as
you would have imagined.
I would have hoped for.
Now, how's the Italian food over there? I heard they go like it's a lot. The pasta's a lot more chill. It's less.
Or it's less
preservative.
Al dente. It's harder.
Okay.
Al dente, that's when the pasta's not, like, fully soft. You know, we cook it and overboil it, and it's... But they kind of like it with the... When the noodles are still hard.
Oh,
it's
I see.
A little
see.
Bit hard. It was
now,
good.
Now,
I mean,
why'd you go to Italy?
I
mean, was this just a trip? Was
I it... did a six-week-long Euro trip.
Dope.
Yeah.
No creepy going to the rave and then going back to a hostel? Or...
Oh, yeah. I stayed in hostels.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any creepy shit down there?
No. I went by myself.
You went by yourself? Like, literally just went out and just...
Well,
that's dope. I respect that.
I mean, kind of. On and off. Like, I had some friends in, London that I met up with, and then my cousin lives in Amsterdam. I had some friends in Berlin.
Okay.
And then I was in, I had some other friend in Spain who met me in Croatia. So I wasn't really alone a lot of the time.
But technically you just flew out on your own.
I did fly out on my own, I was in Italy by myself, in Greece by myself. Those were the two places I was by myself, and those are the two places I spend the most time. So I was there 2 weeks each.
And do you do this every summer? Do you like to travel?
Mm-hmm. I do like to travel, but...
Have you fucked with Asia yet or anything?
I've been to Thailand and Cambodia.
Whoa! Yeah. Damn, 26? Even getting it, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, I spent more time in Cambodia. When I went to Thailand, they were doing this like military coup, and they were having like a curfew, and so we were like, fuck this, let's go to Cambodia. And, so yeah, we went to like Phnom Penh.
Is this with friends, with your boyfriend?
Sihanoukville. I was studying abroad at the time in Australia.
Okay.
In Sydney, and my best friend, he's like this little cute gay guy, I love him, miss him. Him and I planned this like little Southeast Asia trip.
That's cool, man. It refreshes me to hear that, because I don't think a lot of people do that or get out much.
I would love to get out more.
I actually, my previous, before I just committed just to stand up and skating, was I got paid to travel.
What?
So my friend.
That's like my dream. Actually, I went to London for my current job.
That's dope. I did too. Oh, well. I was in the tattoo industry.
Oh, really?
So I made like machines, inks. And I would just, what's funny is like, I would go to every part of the world, but the underbelly of the world. So I was hanging out with Yakuza, fucking Hell's Angels. I mean, you know, I'd go to these tattoo expositions, and I was like, it didn't matter what country I was in. I wasn't hanging out with like people who look like you. I was hanging out with people like dollar bills like, on their eyelids. Okay. And like,
that's cool, though.
You know, it was just like that subculture. Yeah. And then
I think that's even cooler,
you know? It was. I was literally in that scene. So every week, like, I didn't get paid till I got on a plane, because I was the brand ambassador. I was also the
tell them I say what's up.
Yeah. So like, I got to go to London, pretty much every state in the U.S.
That's so cool. I've been dreaming about doing like a road trip around the U.S.
You know what?
I look at vans on Craigslist all the time.
Like a
want to buy a van and do a fucking 5-6 month road trip.
You should do a 6 month Nancy Raven comedy tour and like.
Good enough. I feel like to do that. I mean, you can. I feel like you can. You need to also reach out a lot. I don't even know how to do that.
It's a lot of reaching out. It's a lot of like sending shit in.
Yeah, I think I would like to do that in a year or maybe 3 years, you know what I mean? I'm not in a huge rush.
But
I do think it would be cool to also do comedy while going on an awesome road trip.
Do you ultimately want to be like stand up in the end? Like, is this
a
hobby?
That would be a dream. I think like I love stand up. I love writing. I love acting. Anything along those lines.
Yeah.
I'd be happy. Like even at my current job, we do like video stuff. We do like this little beauty TV show, and I've been behind the camera. It's not writing, cause it's just more of like a talk show type of thing, but I've been behind the camera and I've also hosted it. And I love both. I think both are really fun. I like editing too. I'm kind of still figuring it out, but I really do love stand up too. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they all just kind of, like, it's weird, like, I'll follow actors and I'm like, oh, this guy came in through stand-up. Like, it's amazing to see how many dudes came in through stand-up. Like,
yeah.
There's
I know it can lead to opportunity.
But I think there's two categories. Mm-hmm. There's the actor slash stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
And then there's the stand-up comic who thinks fucking hates acting.
I don't hate acting at all.
I don't hate acting. I'm a big movie dude. Like, I have the AMC A-list.
I don't know what that is.
So literally, you can watch 3 movies a week at the theater.
Oh, okay.
If I'm not...
That's cool.
If I'm not doing stand... I'm just watching movies.
I love movies. We were talking about what do I like to watch. I like to watch movies.
I love movies.
I love indie movies.
Everything.
So. Little indie rom coming of age.
I do too. And, you know... This is okay. So I'm going to tell you this story, which is pretty funny, is me and my dad, so my mom passed away, and one of my dad and mom's pastimes were they love to go watch movies. They sneak into movies.
Aww.
And so I made it so that like every Saturday I link up with my dad, and our thing is I'm his movie buddy.
Aw.
So
still?
Yeah, no, still. Aww. And so we would go watch like American movies. Like,
did you see Knives Out?
I did.
That one was good.
I liked it.
I loved it.
Well, here's the thing. Oh, God.
How do you write something like that?
My,
how do you sound smart and talented?
I got into an argument because the girl I was dating at the time hated it.
I had a friend who gave me a bad review of it. I thought it was so clever.
She was like, that's fucking garbage. I did. And I remember we got into a little argument because I was like, I thought it was. Look, I was like, honestly, it didn't like. I enjoyed it and I fucking appreciated the writing. It didn't get me like how other movies have gotten me, you know?
I think I it got me.
But I have to appreciate the fact it was very good.
Yeah.
It was very good. But like, she hated it.
Wow.
She's like, this is fucking bullshit. It was boring. It was a fucking, yeah. It was like a
it's weird,
it was
when
like
you don't
Clue, but worse. And
it's weird when you don't vibe with someone's like movie choices. Like, I get nervous sometimes. I have roommates, and, like, I'll play something, and I'll be like, I don't know if you guys like this. Like, sometimes I like movies that kind of move more slowly. Like, I don't like action movies. I like kind of, like, a slow-paced, character-driven film. And that's not everyone's
like,
thing.
Silver Lining Playbook.
I fucking love that movie.
It's so good. I love that fucking acting. I like movies that are fucking deep.
I like movies that are about people and their struggles.
Yes, there we go. Those get me more. Okay, so this is where I'm getting at,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I take my dad to watch these big blockbuster movies, and he every time just sleeps. He doesn't give a fuck.
He just sleeps.
He'll knock out and he'll wake up and be like, this movie sucks, right? And I'll be like, what do you mean it sucks? Like, you didn't even watch. He's like, what's there to watch? He's like, it's just two guys fighting in space. This guy get mad. They punch each other. And like, anyways, I started getting annoyed because like, I couldn't take him to movies anymore because there's no point.
Yeah.
It's like, he just sleep. And like, I get I'm one of those guys that, like, if it's a good movie, I will keep looking over to see.
I can't sleep with the TV on.
I just,
personally.
I don't like watching movies with someone who's not watching the movie.
Yeah. Because then afterwards, you want to be like, oh, like, so what'd you think about this and that?
So I got
and
mad
like,
at him.
And they're like, oh, I was sleeping. And you're like, what?
Yeah, so I got mad at him. And I finally go, well, dude, well, I can't watch movies with you because you, like, you don't. He's like, I don't like movies that are, like. He's like, I don't like these types of movies you watch. Like, a guy wears a glove and, like, people disappear. He goes, I like movies real. Like, more movie that inspires you. Like, history movies.
Nonsense.
Yeah, you know, history movies. Like, a movie like, you know, the King's Speech. I like this movie, you know. I like a movie like more. Like, he loved NWA because those are real. You know, the black,
I never
black
saw
guy.
That. I wanted to see it.
Yeah, the full black guy, that movie. You know, he likes those types of movies.
Yeah.
So, anyways, like.
I need to get better at just going to the movies by myself.
So this is funny because he goes, okay, you want to do this? You pick your fucking movie. And on my day, we pick my movie.
Okay, that's
so
fair.
So I'll go, okay, that's fair. So the next week he took me to this theater. So Atlantic AMC right here is the only theater that plays Chinese films. And it plays all the new films from Asia. A lot of these films are just for the Chinese market. So he takes me to watch this love drama that's 3 hours long.
That's long.
In Chinese.
Uh-huh.
It's a drama. No.
Okay.
No subtitles.
Oh, fuck.
So I'm sitting there like.
You're like, want to look through your phone.
Yeah, I'm going through my phone. I fall asleep. I'm in excruciating pain.
That's boring.
Because I can't understand. I can't connect. I can't.
Yeah.
And so finally, like, I just, I end up knocking out. And then at the end of the movie, we walk out. And then he's just like, how'd you like the movie? And I was like, well, why would you take me to see a movie with no subtitles? And he was like, how do you feel? How do you like it when I go watch Avengers? I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Really?
Yeah, because he has a language. He understands English, but he doesn't understand, like, superhero shit.
Yeah,
like,
especially when they're speaking.
He's like, I can't follow that movie. So I took this to show you.
I think that's fair.
To show you that, like, you can't get mad at me.
I get where he's coming
from. Not liking the shit that I like, because, like, I took you to see something I like, but you don't get it, dude.
I think that's fair because I sometimes get lost in certain movies. Like, what? The Big Short. Did you see that one?
No. Oh, I think I did, but I don't care to remember.
I was watching it, and it's a great movie. It got great reviews, but I was like, wait, what? Like, there's all these terms, and they're talking about finances, and I just was like, I cannot follow what's happening. I get the gist, but I'm confused, and there are details that I don't understand. And
people love it, right?
And I think it was a great movie, and maybe if I rewatched it, but I just think if I'm even a native speaker getting a little bit lost, like, I can't imagine being a non-native speaker. Of course you're going to get lost and confused.
So what's your favorite movie? Do you have a favorite movie?
I like coming-of-age, like, rom-coms.
That's great. I like
and comedies, and
I love 80s
dramedies. I love dramedies, like the movies that are funny, but they also have like sadness.
And it's real. And they don't have the happy ending.
They don't need to. I did really like A Marriage Story.
I loved it.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was good.
Yeah. I cried.
I've seen every Oscar contender except Marriage Story. I'm Little Women.
Oh, well,
I'm going to watch Little Women.
I want to see that one.
I'm going to go see Little Women.
Like, I'm gonna go see it right now.
I'm gonna go fucking see it. I don't care.
Yeah. What other movies are there that are
There's The Joker, there's The Marriage Story, there's 1917, that was dope.
My dad wanted to see that one.
That one was interesting because the editing, it was
I want to see that one.
Jojo Rabbit was
I appreciate a good movie.
Did you see Jojo Rabbit?
No, I haven't gone to many
Jojo
movies
Rabbit like. Was so good. It might be Jojo Rabbit. If I think, if you like that whole indie quirky, I bet you.
Yeah,
and the Joker.
Like.
Fuck, dude. Okay, I was most entertained by the Joker, hands down. I watched it twice.
I don't think I saw it.
I think, and then there's The Irishman.
Oh, I didn't see that one either.
And then Little Women. So it's Jojo Rabbit, Little Women, 1917, The Joker, Marriage Story. And those, and The Irishman. But to be honest, I think the Joker might get it. Do you see the Joker at least?
No.
You didn't?
No.
You need to get AMC A-list. Do you have extra money?
Kind
of. AMC's A-list is $20.
So do you go by yourself?
Fuck yeah, I go by myself. I have a
theater. The thing is, I feel like I don't have like a ton of time. Like if I'm working, to do mics afterward or a show or something like this or... And then the weekends, I'm trying to hang out with my friends or, you know what I mean? It's right. Not like I'm really just like having time.
Yeah, because you have the nine. Yeah, for me,
so,
I don't.
So for me, it's like, I feel like I wouldn't make enough.
You wouldn't have enough time for it.
Or wouldn't like make enough out of it or whatever the term is. I think I'd prefer to like watch something at home when I'm like in bed, ready to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to go out and.
You like being in bed?
Although, I guess like sometimes I do have time to kill.
Do you veg out at home? Do you just like in bed? Do you like to eat shit and.
I like to lay around.
Lay around? Do you have a pet or anything?
No.
When you say lay around, it's just like, what do you
mean? Like sleep in and clean my room, but like kind of like lay down. And
just,
I like to sleep. I like to just sleep in.
Yeah, so you're a sleeping person.
I like to sleep in. I can sleep 12 hours easily.
I wish.
Like the other day I woke up. I went to bed at like 9 and for work I woke up at like 8:30.
That's
so that
great.
Was like 11 and a half hours. But I think I just need more sleep than the average person.
That's great, though. There's nothing wrong with getting good sleep.
It's kind of annoying because I prefer to need less sleep.
I want to have your sleep. I have so much on my mind. Like, I'm up at 7 every day or 6:30.
Really? I cannot like wake up.
I'll be
That's
on,
my
like,
problem. I can't wake up in the morning. I'm like, no. I snooze my alarm.
I'm a morning guy. Like, I'm done. I'm already, like, by the time you wake up, I went skating. I hit the gym.
No,
I had breakfast.
I am so not that person. if I didn't have to work, I would sleep until 11.
You must be peaceful to be able to just sleep. There's nothing on your
That's
mind.
Not it.
You have no boy problems. You have nothing on your head.
That's definitely not.
I have so much on my mind.
I can't fall asleep.
I'm one of those guys
that
I toss and turn.
I have problems falling asleep. I don't have problems staying asleep.
So you just, do you snore? Are you like a...
I don't think I snore.
Ah, fuck. I wish I could get your sleep, the deep sleep.
I love to sleep.
have you seen that movie, Dr. Sleep? There's a movie called Dr. Sleep.
No.
It's the follow-up to The Shining.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just about, like, people sleeping.
It's like, just for 2 hours.
Yeah. That should be the next movie you watch, Dr. Sleep.
Okay.
But
I made note of it in my head because I made note of you. I tried it. Remember after we talked about it?
Yeah.
I said I didn't watch it. And then I was like, you know what? I'll fucking try it.
What did you try? You?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And you're over it?
Yeah.
Is there any shows right now like that you're...
You know, what I was into for a while, but I don't watch, like, I don't know what I do with my time. Because you're asking me, like, well, what do you do? But I just feel like it's not like I really... I don't know. I do watch TV. I'll watch movies if I am watching TV, I feel like.
Yeah.
But sometimes I get really into this reality show called 90 Day Fiancé.
What the fuck is that?
It's this stupid, junky reality show about these couples who, like, fall in love internationally. And then their partner either comes to live in the U.S. or they go to live in their partner's country. And it's just so interesting. There's such interesting relationships. And it's fucking...
Is on Netflix?
It's on... I don't think it's on any of those. I think it's on, like...
YouTube or something?
TLC or...
Do you have, like, cable?
Yeah, my aunt has a cable account that I use to watch it.
What's the user password and stuff?
That's one that I'll 90
watch. 90 Day Fiancé.
It's junky, but it's one of those shows you can just, like, veg out to. Speaking of vegging out.
I love shit. I fucked with The Bachelorette, dude.
Yeah, I've watched that before, but you know why I stopped watching that? Because the episodes are so long, and I just was like, dude, I have to dedicate a lot of time to watching this, and I just...
It's just
know.
Too much, huh?
It's too much.
Would you ever go on that show and be a bachelor? One of my
You know what? I'm a little bit jealous. I'm not overly jealous. I'm not crazy. I mean, I'm a little crazy.
Okay, wait. What do you mean jealous? Like, in relationships, you're territorial, jealous? Are you in a relationship currently?
No, I'm not. I think...
Have you ever dated a comic?
Yeah. I have.
How is that? I've never dated a comic.
It was when I first started, and I get, like, really intimidated and shy, and I think that, like, I don't know. It didn't work, because I was not sure of, like, where I belonged yet, and I wanted to keep it a secret, and, and then it became not a secret, and then...
Was it Zach Elk?
No. Who's that? I don't even know.
He's one of my good friends. Oh, okay. He's at, like, every mic.
But it wasn't a big deal. I mean, he's a nice guy. It just didn't work out. We just weren't compatible. And it's fine. I mean, it's hard. It's like you're around these people all the time. It's like, obviously, people are going to enter relationships. You know what I mean?
I've never fucked with a comedian.
I think that's better because then you don't have to see them around.
I actually like those people that, like, are... I love funny people.
Yeah.
Like, my thing is, if we can connect over humor, it's done. Like, that's all I want.
Yeah.
You know, like, I want love and laughter. That's all I want. Like, those are the two things.
Put that in your dating profile.
Love and laughter.
That's like a basic white girl's, like, poster. Laugh.
L and L, dude.
Who knew that inside you were just a basic white girl?
I am.
Trapped in an Asian man's body.
I am, because at the end of the day, like, when you're with someone, don't you just want to, fucking laugh?
Yeah.
What's better than that? Like you're just intimate and you laugh and you fucking, you know, you just carefree. Like, that's what I want.
Yeah.
I just feel like for me, I can't have someone too fucking serious or it's going to stifle my comedy. I can't have anything making me.
Well, it's funny. Well, in a lot of my relationships, we laugh a lot, but they've also become very tumultuous.
Like, what do you mean tumultuous?
We'll fight a lot. I fought a lot in my role.
In the comedian home?
Well, in any of...
So when you're fighting, what is it? Over jealousy? Over...
No, I get crazy. That's why I'm like...
Are you like... Are you anal about shit? Like, don't put the cap on that way. Or you didn't put the towel
back on. I
don't
even know who I am when I'm in... Like, when I think back on some of the fights I've had, I don't even know that person. So I don't even know how to answer that. You know what I mean?
Right. Because maybe, I think why people fight, you are probably like me. You're used to being alone.
Yeah.
You're used to doing things your way. Yeah. Now, when you share your life with someone.
Not everything goes your way.
And you have to adjust.
Yeah.
And some of us don't want to fucking adjust.
Yeah.
Like, one of my things I would fight over with people is I am a comic. And I have to constantly be doing things to whatever. If I'm going to be posting shit, don't give me a hard fucking time.
Yeah, or being out all the time at night.
Yeah, it's just like I would always get like, oh, you know, you're posting this or that. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Because guess what? This is what I do. I don't work at a desk.
Yeah.
I'm doing shit. I'm you know, wherever I can be creative or want to be funny, I will. So yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, and then a lot of times it's just, I think you have to be able to see eye to eye with people. And sometimes I can't. I'm too selfish and I'm too like,
I think stuck I'm in my selfish way. And insecure at the same time, which isn't a good combo.
Is it because you've had your heart broken? Maybe?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of stuff, but
maybe it comes with being a theater major. Theater people are fucking hella dramatic. My sister was so dramatic. Ugh. Fighting shit with my parents. I was like, oh, no wonder she's a fucking actress. She just wants to take that emotion on stage.
She yeah, just well, wants it is to, like, to be in touch do with
the
your
crying, getting the mad, and then put that in her fucking character 2 weeks later or whatever.
It's, you know, if you can touch that emotion.
That's why I love good acting. I think it's fucking incredibly hard to show that good emotion that's real.
Yeah.
So when you see good acting, you're like, fuck, dude. Like, I trip out when people can make themselves cry.
Yeah.
I can't do that. Even
I sometimes can.
You can do the crying shit?
I sometimes can.
So hard. That's such a...
It depends, though. It's something you need to practice. Like, it's a weird thing to practice, but you do need to practice.
I would just have onions around me all day or...
At the audition, just bring out.
So, since you're an act, do you want to get into movies and stuff? Like, is that
it's hard. You know, I work full time, and I don't have an agent. I've kind of not been on top of it, but.
Now, when you say you work full time, are you in something that aligns with what you want to do?
In some ways.
Because there's some people like I know that they'll work these jobs. Has nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like,
well, I like video. We do some video and social media.
Is this like that's cool.
And I mean, I did journalism. I don't know. I mean, I like it. I mean, my dream would be to not do what I'm doing, but
what's your dream?
I don't know, to act or do stand up or be a TV writer.
Have you written any scripts or?
Yeah, I made a short last year. And I write sketches, and I make some of them. I actually have one I'm going to post later.
Are you really?
Week. Yeah. I can show it to you. Yeah, I don't know. But the journey of life.
It is. I think when you get into, like, the arts of stand-up comedy, everyone's kind of in the same weird boat, which is,
I think for me,
you're just figuring it out, you know?
Yeah. And sometimes for me, it's like, yeah, obviously I would like to get paid to do anything that I'm doing, but I get doubtful and pessimistic about the likelihood of quote unquote making it in that way.
Well, here's the thing. I think where you have to know is just like a job, just like school, just like the gym, you're working towards something, right?
Yeah.
And just like comedy, acting, you just have to get good enough to where someone can pay you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Where the exchange is worth.
That show on Friday, I was like impressed.
Like, you have with
how much he gave. Like, I know you got more than me, but I saw your story.
He
the show we did.
Oh yeah. Hold on, let me see. Hold on, yeah, no, but when people give to do what you do, you don't honestly, that's what it is. It's like you have to figure out, like, fuck, okay. Now I need to start working like bookers, promoters, putting a value on my time.
Yeah.
You know, Monday through Friday, you're working out your shit at the open mic, but on the weekends, this is what I say. If they're charging at the door,
hiccuping, meanwhile.
If they're charging at the door, they got to pay their comedians.
Yeah.
They got to pay.
Yeah.
Their comics.
But I was expecting less.
And you know what? That's great. I think that you got a taste of what you deserve, you know? Like,
yeah. It's always nice if people give you at least like gas money. I try to give, so for my show, I'll try to give like the LA comics a little money. Okay, I don't always give the
Do they give you a budget or anything?
They do give me a budget. I use some of it to like print flyers and then pay like a few LA comics, and then I boost the event on Facebook. I pay to boost that, and then that's pretty much I use most of it.
Where is this show at?
It's at the Bamboo Club.
Where's that?
It's in Long Beach. Yeah, and then I have another one, which is, I kind of share it with some other people in Long Beach also. But that one, we do a tip jar.
That's good.
I don't know. Maybe I should do a chip jar at Bamboo. Sometimes I don't want to ask for tips. You know what I mean? I'm just like, this is a free show. I'm glad
you're supporting the community.
Yeah, and you're buying drinks. But maybe it is good to ask for a tip jar, and then you can pay everyone.
Right. Yeah, so, sometimes, you know, people do that, like, people split the tip jar.
Yeah.
But that's cool because you're, like, just creating your own scene, and you're giving... Mm-hmm. I respect Booker.
I like giving people time that I know are working hard and that I think are funny and that I know are nice people.
And you want to give them, like, time to work out their
show. And I'm like, I appreciate you, and I think you're cool, and I'm glad that I have this room that I can, like... it's like one night. It's not going to do anything.
What got you into producing? Like, how did you learn that?
I had some friends who were doing it, and I thought, you know what? If they can do it, why don't I do it? And so I tried, and then it's...
So you would hit up a bar and be like, hey, let's work something out?
It's funny how it happened, but I kind of was, like, putting it out there that I wanted to. Not like, you know, I wasn't posting, like, my stories, but I was just telling people I wanted to. And I went to this bar one night, and I met the bouncer, and I was like, oh, I really want to start a comedy show. And he's like, I bet you the owner here would be down. And then I texted him and just ended up working out. And during that same time, I talked to Mike, my friend, and I saw him at the Comedy Store.
Is that Mike Cetera?
Yeah. And I was like, I was talking to him, and I was like, I really want to start a show, like, because I knew he had that show at Ha Ha. And I was like, can you just give me some advice? Like, I'm looking for just like thoughts. I'm just trying to get more knowledge basically about it. And so I was talking to him about it. And then he was like, well, actually, I think I might be starting this room in Long Beach if you want to help out. And then I was like, oh, well, fuck yeah.
And then you started helping
out.
Yeah.
So, and then that's how those two just worked out at the same time.
That's
but
dope.
It's crazy when you just like put things out there that like it can happen. Like, you know what I mean? All you have to do is start voicing it and say, hey, I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do this. And then people are going to be like, okay, you want to do that? Like, let me help you. Maybe not all the time, but it's interesting just like how you just like having your mindset on something can actually.
Yeah, no, the best is when you like bring something into fruition.
Yeah.
That you manifest. I used to produce like 5 or 6 years ago, and then I put this show together. I started working with this like shady Armenian gangster. I didn't know he was tied into like shady shit. So the day the show happens, we sell it out. It's a great turnout. And everyone he has working on staff is a thug. It was not, they weren't real workers. They were like guys from his gang.
Yeah, I think you need to like vet the people before.
So, yeah, this is why I didn't know. One of my friends had came out from fucking high school to see me. He hasn't seen me in 20 years. He came to see me at a show and he left on a stretcher.
Oh, fuck.
Because I guess he mouthed off to one of the fucking workers. The guy hit a bottle over his head.
Damn.
They took him out in the parking lot. They started beating the shit out of him on one of the comics, Aiko Tanaka's car. She had blood all over. It was, like, embarrassing for me.
Yeah.
To invite these comedians to have, like, you know, like,
then
have the
like,
cops.
I'm done with producing for now.
Yeah, so that ruined producing for me forever. Yeah. I haven't produced shit in 5 years. Although I do want to do, like, my two biggest shows I want to do is I want to produce a show called I Used to Skate. And I just want to see if there's like comedians who skate, and like the requirements you have to send me of you doing a kickflip or something.
Oh, I have a friend who's a skater and, does and, comedy. And, I can refer him.
Yeah, and so like what I'll do is just book comedians who
actually
skateboard,
a couple.
and then
actually
have
a few.
Have a guest
more.
Professional skater
nice.
Who's always wanted to do it, and maybe like have Steve-O kick it off.
Dude,
like,
that would be so sick.
Yeah, and I thought, like, because I know a lot, dude. I know a lot of skaters who are in the realm of comedy that are very, like, eager to try. And I would be like, dude, you break your comedy cherry at my show. We give you 5 fucking minutes.
And the crowd's going to be supportive.
It's going to be supportive.
Yeah.
I get to do my, you know, specific humor that no one gets to the skate crowd. I can. I feel like I can host that
thing. I thought you killed on Friday.
It was fun. It was like, fuck.
I feel like people will get your sense of humor.
I think with the skate crowd, I would go, like, skate. I would talk about, like, funny skate experiences.
Yeah. Yeah,
and be more like
very
specific to that.
Yeah,
and then do my set shit.
Maybe mix it.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, like, yeah, you can rant about skate stuff, but like, if you're, you know, like your number one single, like Nancy Raven's, like, classic bit, it's that's what they need to hear. Your craft,
yeah,
you know? Like,
yeah.
So that's
you could do it at a skate park or like at a. I don't know.
No, I wanted to get the Ice House or, like, the Improv.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. No.
But you could do a dope show, like, at some skate, like, event, I feel like.
I think the problem with, like, big events, people are too tuned out.
Okay.
You need a comedy club.
I see what
club.
You're saying.
I want to bring them to my room.
That makes
I don't want to go to their room.
I went to something at the Comedy Store that was, like, a surf benefit, and it was a lot of surfers.
Was it good? Was it funny?
I think so. It was
a
while ago.
Are you a surfer?
No, my friend is. My friend who does
comedy. I thought I saw you, like, are you good? I thought I saw you surfing on one of
no,
your...
No, that's not me.
Yeah.
That ain't me. But I don't surf. My friend who does comedy surfs, and he invited me.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Is he pretty funny? Is this a surfer comic? Cheers. Yeah.
Yeah. Woo!
That was like the exact same time. It was like jinx.
I knew him since high school, and he's been doing comedy for longer than me, but once I started, he was, like, trying to help me out and stuff. But, yeah, I think it was funny. I don't really remember it.
2 years in, I thought you were in for a little more.
No, I'm pretty new.
But, you know, that's
good.
I feel
like I wouldn't have invited
you. No, fuck that. I don't care. I think that's cool. You hit the ground running. You're producing shows. You're,
Yeah, it's fun. Well, I'm curious to see how long these shows last. I'm coming up on, let's see, September, November, December.
Like your one-year anniversary?
September, October, November, December, January, February. So my sixth show is this February.
That's great.
The sixth, because it's only once.
You're building, and this is the one you had with
Mike? But they've been going really good. Because I have, in Long Beach, it's like I have some friends. And then
are you running Long Beach? Are you like the queen of Long Beach?
No.
Are you like queen pin?
I resent that.
Are you low-key queen pin?
No, there's a lot of like Long Beach comics that are doing cool shit. Like one of my friends, Brianna Kelly, is running a lot of shows there. My friend Bernice and Garrett are running a show in Long Beach.
That's dope.
And V Bentley too runs one in that's Friday night actually. But there's more popping up in Long Beach.
Long Beach is starting to pop off, huh?
Yeah.
How did you meet Fernando on that show, the show we did?
So we go to this open mic in Long Beach.
Oh, Fernando's there?
Yeah, and he goes sometimes, and he actually passed me a note, like on a piece of paper, and it was like, hey, I run a room. Do you want to be on it? Like, here's my Instagram.
Did
you
try?
Message me.
Do you feel like he was trying to hit on you, or is it professional?
No. Yeah, it was definitely like he was just saying, hey, do you want a spot?
Did you know that gay dude before? The one?
No.
They got mad?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That was a weird situation.
That was. He's like, I fucking hate him. He's a pig. He's awful. And he left. And I was like, I know why he was
I
mad.
See both sides, though.
Well,
I think he just made a bad joke.
I think it was a bad joke. And it's like, my thing is, don't ever go on stage with all these credits, dude. Don't say Netflix. Don't say Hulu.
Say
Amazon.
But was that true? That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
He brought me up and said, this girl's been doing comedy for 10 years.
I don't know.
Like, no,
I don't know. Don't. But my thing was like, they bring this guy. He's on Netflix, recorded
but
a special.
But I think he just fucks around.
And I'm like,
credit.
Dude, he fucking let them so hyped up.
That's what I'm saying is I think that he gives people false credits because he said, I've been doing comedy for 10 years. And I'm like, that's just simply not true.
The guy,
I think he's joking, but no one can tell that it's a joke.
The gay dude, right?
Well, Fernando as a host giving people credit.
I met Fernando, like I said, at that this charity show in Long Beach. It's so weird how, like, it really feels like an RPG video game where you just take the different path.
Well, it is crazy because I've so going out to open mics, and, like, some nights I don't go out, and then some nights I go out, and I'll get booked for, like, two things that night, or, like, or not two, you know, well, not every night.
That's why you have to go out.
But I'm like, imagine if I didn't go out, I wouldn't have gotten booked for
this. Exactly. You have to go out.
I mean, at the same time, a lot of people reach out, which I need to get better at, which I don't do, but.
Just go out and be funny. That's all that fucking matters. No one cares about all the bullshit that happens.
But, like, that day I was at Royal Cup that Fernando asked me to. I was like, what if I didn't come to Royal Cup tonight?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, it really means a lot. Like, you have to go put yourself out there. When you're starting out, you're 2 years in, you got to fucking. This is where you.
I even feel you, like I need to go more than I do.
I'm 9 years, dude. My first 3 years was like I was never home. I wouldn't even be here right now. I'd be at some place, waiting. But it's like, you know, you just set your shit up, and then later when you get more years in, you're just gonna be so many bookers, so many people. You're gonna be in a constant rotation of work. Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Well, they know they can count on Nancy to fucking come in here and do a good job. And you're just getting paid. Here, you get $50 spot here, $40 spot here, $100 spot here, $100 spot for a private party. Then you get lucky, $500, you get the headline some random town in the middle of nowhere, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like working those fucking connections.
I know. Yeah. I'm trying to go out at least like 5 times a week.
That's a lot. That's a fucking
lot.
But some
That's people
great.
I know go, some people I know are like doing fucking 10 spots a week.
It's crazy.
I respect that, but just working full time, it's hard.
It's hard. You just want to go home and fucking lay
sometimes
around.
Sometimes I need to fucking cook for myself, and sometimes I need to work out, okay? And there's only
so when you work out, is it just running you to the gym?
I like to run.
Ponytail, and then you have the Nike,
headphones.
The Fitbit.
I want to run a marathon this year. I might not be able to. I might only do.
Do you run in safe areas? Don't get fucking run in these shady areas where like
I run in Long Beach. I run on the boardwalk.
Okay, that's good though.
But
and you're listening to House. Do you smoke weed and go running?
Maybe I'll try it.
It's a different experience.
I have a weed pen.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's not the same though.
I do like the weed pen better.
The weed pen's a lot more easy.
Mm-hmm.
But the high is different.
Yeah, it is, but I think I like it better.
I used to like, well, that's good.
Preference.
Because the weed pen doesn't get you paranoid.
Yeah, it doesn't get me as paranoid.
Yeah, flower will get you kind of paranoid.
It does.
There's higher levels of THC.
I don't know. Yeah, I think that's what it is. But I do have a weed pen that I went to a party one night and I found it. And I was so drunk at the party that I was like, I don't know whose this is.
Just take it.
And it just had this USB charger.
It probably was my weed pen. I always lose weed pens. I was at a party. I had a weed pen.
I don't even know where it is right now.
Weed pens are the only things people don't fucking return. I swear to God.
Well,
I
was so drunk. What is on the TV right now?
It's some guy rapping, I guess. Let me see. Who is this?
Oh, I like this song. What are you watching? Is this YouTube?
Yeah, it's 80s hip-hop.
Oh, mix.
I wanted to make a little party.
I dig it.
Okay, so we've had a lot of fun tonight. I'm so glad I have my fucking guest, Nancy Raven. Okay, this is what? The Raven?
That's my middle name.
What's your... So that's not your last name.
My last name's Kirk.
Kirk?
Yep.
Like K-R-K?
K-I-R-K, yeah. Like Captain Kirk, yep.
Okay. Raven, is that fake? Or
no,
is
that's
that...
my middle name. That's my great-grandmother's maiden name.
So when I was young, I was in a tagging crew, and the guy who I tagged, he used to tag Raven.
Okay, well.
I always make fun of it because it sounded really, like, dark. And like
it
you
is.
Know, the
it's
Raven.
Like Edgar Allan Poe.
The Raven.
Yeah.
There's actually a bar in Baltimore where he died, and it's all like made up to it's called Annabelle Bar,
mm-hmm.
And it's pretty crazy.
Because me and my Annabelle Lee, I fucking
it's
love that.
All
poem.
About
it's such a great
Edgar,
poem.
Yeah, it's all about
like,
Edgar Allan Poe.
Crashing by the sea, she dies. Oh, it's so sad.
It's sad
because so
he just was a drunk who died. You know, like
yeah.
But that
and he
bar.
He was also really depressed, I think, but so creative.
Yeah, the bar is called Annabelle, and it's just Edgar Allan Poe themed, and it's on the street where he died.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
That's cool. Where is it? In Baltimore.
It's in Baltimore.
That's cool. I'm intrigued.
I do miss traveling for those reasons.
Yeah, because you see fucking cool ass shit.
You don't know how small your world is to get the fuck out.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh my God. And then you make these connections. Like, you're like, wow, I've seen this and this and this and this.
Well, that was the thing that on a larger scale, when even with people in certain, you have to get out.
Yeah.
Whether it's a really, like,
I think it's important.
You have to expand your mind and you have to see what's out there to truly know. To know you is to be, you have to be able to be in different situations.
Yeah.
Outside your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's the biggest thing, the growth, like you traveling on your own is so huge because you're still Nancy, but now you're Nancy in fucking Italy.
Yeah.
So there's no,
and
like,
you just think, oh, I met this guy and I met, or like this person and this artist and this creative person, and you feel more inspired and you feel more motivated to go see somewhere else new.
Exactly. So where can everybody find you? Is there shows coming up? Is there...
Well, I have a show on Thursday at Murphy's in Long Beach.
Okay. Is that the show you produce?
I produce that one. I'm on Instagram, @Nancy_Raven. I'm going to be in, like, San Bernardino on Saturday.
Do you have where?
I don't even remember where.
Do you have a YouTube channel?
I do. I don't have a lot of subscribers, but it's, I think, Nancy Raven.
You guys got to follow her. I just saw one of her sketches. It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I haven't uploaded it.
So, but Nancy Raven, and yeah, it's pretty easy to fucking, I guess.
This dude's so cool. You're, like, so cool. And I love that you love Lydia, because I fucking love Lydia.
I love Lydia. Lydia's so,
like,
super real.
Like, just, you know, it's just good people with good vibes, like the same people. Lydia, I love you!
Shout out to Lydia. Yeah, we just did a show the Tuesday before we did
the
show.
No, it's funny because when I posted you to my story, she was like, I love him.
He's super cool. I love her. Yeah. I love her.
You should, have you had her over?
Yeah, of course. Okay, cool, we did have Chinese food.
Ooh.
Yeah, we went, so shout out to Lydia. You know, they say that,
she's the homie.
It's like birds of a feather do flock together. That shit's true as fuck.
She's such the homie.
Especially a raven, dude. It's flocking. But yeah, so we can find Nancy at Nancy Raven.
Nancy_Raven.
On Instagram.
And then
Instagram.
I think it's YouTube. Yeah, Nancy Raven.
On her YouTube. And
something like that.
I'm excited to see as a kind of 10-year comic in the game, or 9-year, whatever the fuck. I'm very intrigued by newer comedians. I'm excited to see where this path leads you. And you're always welcome here to just check in. Let us know what you're doing, where you're at. And hopefully we'll be doing a lot more shows together, too.
Yeah.
So I have a few more plugs, guys, if you're listening. My February is pretty stacked. Fuck, I don't even know the names. I guess the big one is February 16th, Belly Room Comedy Store,
Crazy Woke Asians.
I got on the 12th. I am at, fuck, I keep forgetting all these things. Anyways, there's a bunch of things. Just follow my Instagram, George Wang Jr. and WangsWorld.com. Just don't follow me in real life because that'd be a little creepy. But other than that, we are going to get the fuck out of here.
I do have an address, though.
Nancy's got to fly out of here because she's got some shit she's got to take care of.
Thank you.
But seriously, thank you for coming on, dude. I know you drove out after work from a very long
from far. I'm used to it. What I do.
Yeah, and we are outies. Good fucking night.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town.
It's funny. I wonder if it's empty. Is it on Spotify?
It's on Hangout.